From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. BP's done pumping cement down the ruptured oil well in the Gulf of Mexico, the latest critical step toward permanently plugging the leak that released millions of gallons of oil into the water since April. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen, who's overseeing the government response, tells NPR's All Things Considered that it's going to take some time to see if this operation works.
We move to the mud and out of the cement, and then we'll basically come in from the bottom here in a week or so after the cement dries, and we drill down to the bottom of the well, and we'll ascertain the condition of the well at the bottom, and then based on what we have learned from this, so we'll know what we need to do to actually finish it up.
Allen speaking to NPR. The Justice Department is charging 14 more Somali Americans with providing money, personnel, and services to a terrorist group in Somalia. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, this is just the latest twist in a long-running investigation into the group.
For the past 2 years, the FBI has been investigating the disappearance of young Somali Americans from the Minneapolis area. Then authorities discovered the young men were showing up in the ranks of a Somali militia called Al-Shabaab. Al-Shabaab is on the U.S. State Department's list of terrorist organizations. The unsealed indictments and additional arrests in three states mark the first time that the Justice Department has revealed that the investigation goes beyond Minneapolis. One of the people indicted today is a young American from Alabama named Omar Hamimi. He starred in a recruitment video for Al-Shabaab, and authorities say he has an operational role with the group. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
President Obama's trying to make the case to Americans that the bailout of the auto industry helped bring it back from the brink of collapse. At a Ford plant in Chicago today, the president says the U.S. is looking to compete.
We are going to double America's exports of goods and services over the next 5 years. We're tired of just buying from everybody else. We want to start selling to other people because we know we can compete.
Oh, but the latest figures on the economy from the Labor Department may not be that encouraging to many Americans. Daniel Carson reports first-time jobless claims rose unexpectedly last week.
Tomorrow's employment report for July may clear up what is now a muddled picture of the labor market. While the number of job layoffs are down by almost half compared to last year, new claims for unemployment benefits rose to 479,000 last week. They need to drop below 400,000 for job growth. Wells Fargo economist Tim Quinlan.
It's been kind of bouncing around in that range between, you know, roughly around 450 or so, and this is now the highest reading we've seen for initial jobless claims since April. That's why this is so frustrating.
Tomorrow's jobs report is expected to show the private sector added at least 100,000 new hires, but analysts say that's still well below the 200,000 needed to crank up economic growth. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
And the jitters are playing out on Wall Street. Dow's down 20 at 10,661. This is NPR News. Hundreds of wildfires are still raging across Russia. As Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, at least 50 people are dead. And meteorologists say they expect temperatures to remain near the century mark for the next week at least, with no rain in sight.
The fires have destroyed at least 2,000 homes and hundreds of thousands of acres of crops. The Kremlin has deployed volunteers, firefighters, and military personnel to try to contain the blazes. But officials say it's difficult due to shifting winds and high temperatures. Valery Gevardarsky is with the 110th Fire Brigade. He says Russia also needs better equipment. He says that he only has four fire trucks for seven regions, and only two of them hold water. For the first time, the Kremlin recently acknowledged that some of the fires are out of control. Russia's president has also accepted international aid. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
Emergency personnel are on the scene of a crash involving two school buses and a tractor trailer, also an SUV in Gray Summit, Missouri. There are reports that two people were killed. Dozens of others have been injured. The Pentagon's demanding the whistleblower WikiLeaks hand over the tens of thousands of Afghanistan war documents it recently posted online. The administration says the unauthorized disclosure of the materials put the lives of Americans and their allies at risk. Here's an update from Wall Street. Dow's down 17 at 10,664. NASDAQ also losing ground, down 7 at 2296. The S&P 500 down 2 at 1126, and we're seeing the slide in U.S. stocks amid mixed economic reports out today. This is NPR.